On Florida International University Week, telehealth has brought a new option to families who need it. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Daniel Bagner, professor of psychology and director of clinical training, explores the benefit for those whose children need an extra hand.
About 1 in 6 children in the U.S. have a developmental delay. One of the most common delays in young children is a language or speech delay. Children with a language or speech delay are 3 times more likely to show behavioral problems such as aggression and noncompliance. And behavior problems in young children can have cascading effects throughout their life, including academic problems and difficulties with their peers. Parents seeking care for their children often face many obstacles: financial challenges, shortages of mental health clinicians, and fear of stigma, to name a few. Is there an effective strategy to address these barriers and provide children with the care they need? That's what my colleague Dr. Jonathan Comer and I wanted to find out. We wondered if telehealth therapy might offer the same benefits as face-to-face therapy, given the increased use of remote mental health services, especially now after the pandemic. So we tested a telehealth version of parent-child interaction therapy, or PCIT, considered a gold standard treatment. While current early intervention services focus on treating delays, they don't address associated behavior problems. PCIT does. Therapists provide live or in-the-moment coaching to caregivers using a wireless headset through a webcam while they play with their child and manage their child's behavior. The telehealth version of PCIT was virtually identical to the clinic version, other than the fact that it was virtual. This telehealth option expanded services and care, especially for underserved families like those in our study. It also led to fewer child behavior problems and improvements in the relationship between the children and their caregivers. And children did a better job following their caregivers' directions and instructions, a critically important skill for entering kindergarten.
That was Daniel Bagner of Florida International University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.